new year is affecting a lot of people in a lot of painful ways. The Affordable Care Act, financial assistance with that program, that ended. I have to wait and see how things unfold over the course of this month, because that's when the last of the funding bills have to be decided upon between Congress, and will the Democrats stand, make another stand in support of returning financial assistance for people's health care. But first things first, the immediate change are the new SNAP requirements, which are also now in effect, the work requirements in particular. SNAP recipients who work and earn more than $217.50 per week before taxes, you can still get your benefits. Everyone else, you have to submit documentation proving that you either volunteer, you work 20 hours a week, or you wind up losing your benefits after 3 months. Now, this applies for adults between 18 and 64 years old who do not have a dependent child under 14 years old and are considered physically and mentally able to work. Veterans, former foster youth, you must also meet the work requirements. Now, people who fall under these categories have to find work or provide documentation showing they either have a medical condition or have caregiver responsibilities that prevent them from going out and working. Well, you'll be notified if your SNAP benefits are going to be brought to an end. You should expect a letter of ineligibility some point between now and March, which to me that sounds like, boy, they must have a lot of letters I have to go out. And don't be surprised if you get a letter saying you're out when you should still be in. That can be brought about if your work or exemption status isn't on record the way it should be. So you can appeal. There's an appeal process. If you get a letter notifying you that your SNAP benefits have been terminated, you also get a form with instructions of how to appeal the decision. You only have 15 days to do it. To remain on SNAP, people who miss that deadline and lose their benefits, you could still appeal within a 90-day period to have their benefits reinstated. You should indicate why you believe that you're eligible for SNAP, such as meeting the work requirements, living with a chronic health condition, for example. Most decisions are made within 2 months, and hearings are usually done over the phone. Now, if you believe your SNAP application was incorrectly denied or you're not really happy with the SNAP benefit you're getting, you also have the right to an appeal hearing about that. That's through your state's Department of Human Services. So just a fast review. As of January 1st, food purchase bans went into place. States like Florida, Iowa, Indiana, West Virginia, for example, they're scheduled to start prohibiting the purchase of what are deemed unhealthy items, things like soda, candy, or sugary snacks, as they call them, with any SNAP benefits. Now, as far as general implementation, states that receive temporary waivers, they're starting full rollout of the new eligibility and work rules as of, again, January 1st. But on March 1st of this year, states with specific court-ordered or administrative delays, that includes New York, California, Illinois, they're expected to start enforcing also the expanded work requirements.